Susan Drummond. I'm the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is March 22nd, 2018, Thursday morning, about 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. That is a request for a shoreline conditional use permit and shoreline substantial development permit for a stormwater outfall facility, which is being proposed by the city of Poulsbo. We'll proceed on this the way we would any other permit. Staff will provide a summary of the proposal, essentially mirrors the staff report, which I've reviewed along with the exhibits submitted today. The applicant will have an opportunity to present on the proposal. And then if there's anyone from the public who wishes to testify on the proposal, they may do so. The applicant will then have an opportunity to address those comments or questions, and then there may be further clarifications or question from the planning department. And then I will issue a decision within 10 business days from when the hearing and record close. So I think with that, the applicant's here. Yes, great. So we'll go ahead and let the planning department get started on this.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name for the record?
My name is Steve Heacock, Senior Environmental Planner for Kitsap County.
And you first tell the truth today.
I do.
Great.
Thank you. What we have before us today is a shoreline conditional use permit and substantial development permit for a stormwater outfall in Kitsap County jurisdiction. This property is demarked about 300 feet to the east, with a city of Poulsbo project, which is a extension of Johnson Road. It's a safety project, and it's a parkway essentially. But the component of safety is really paramount here in this application. But as we know, water goes downhill, and the water happens in this case to be stormwater, and it's a proposal for a new stormwater outfall, or I should say a major expansion and improvement of a stormwater outfall. What we've landed on, I think, is a really good project overall. So what I'll do is go through here first. We've got exhibits 1 to 32, I believe, for the record.
Yep. I have those. Those are admitted.
Excellent. And then I'd like to just add this quick PowerPoint presentation for the record as well.
That is also admitted.
Okay, well, we'll go through this here. The location of the project is just to the north of this address, the address, site address 17019 Lamolo Shore Drive in Poulsbo. Again, that's in unincorporated Kitsap County. Just to the north of the area, and we'll get into that here in a second, is the boundary of Poulsbo. You can see here on the aerial, this area is rural low, I believe their designation is, in the city of Poulsbo. And it's essentially a similar kind of zoning, I think, to Kitsap County, but the intent is that's in the urban area, if you will, of Poulsbo. So the project, the overall project, will be located up the slope here. But just to get through the specifics here, the project is going to come out here on this right-of-way area. And the subject property didn't highlight too terribly well, but this is the subject property, which is the address I stated. And again, the outfall is going to go into this unopened right-of-way that's between these two properties. And again, that's zoned rural residential. And then the shoreline designation is shoreline residential. And as we know, the shoreline residential buffers, if you will, are 85 feet in our jurisdiction. The critical area map shows that there's a significant wetland to the south and east. There's some moderate slopes in a portion of the property, but the where the parkway outfall is going to go is pretty gently sloping. We also have this zigzag line here is the county flood zone layer that's overlain, and that's from FEMA, directly from FEMA. The Department of Ecology has some fairly recent aerial photos, so I was able to grab this aerial photo of the property, which kind of shows the overall what's going on here. The parkway is going to be located up in here. And this drainage will come down this road here, an outlet right in this, right beside this, right beside this brushy area right here. You can see a little bit of the, there's a small little stream, ephemeral stream that comes out on the shoreline. You can see a little bit of the tailings of that. Again, our critical area map without all the information on it, but this is the aerial photo from 2015, again showing some of the topography, and again this road redo here. I'll have a detail of that here in a second, but the overall idea of the aerial here, this is the location of the where the outfall, the new revised outfall will be. This is the original 90% design conceptual plan for the area itself. Again, the parcel that we noted where the residence is here, and then a neighboring residence to the north is within this, totally within this right-of-way area. And originally proposed was a little pocket estuary that was going to be created for the outfall itself. And that has since been revised after our site visit. We took the tribe, our local fish and wildlife representative, out to a site visit and landed on something that's a little bit more of a stream restoration than anything else, but also incorporating, again, this pocket park.
That, those were the changes reflected in the addendum. And
yes,
the data, yeah.
Correct. Yep. So we identified those changes and provided an addendum. Here is a layout of the roadway itself. This is the parkway itself. This is Highway 305. And you'll notice that there's this major parkway that's going to go up to the north. And then for safety purposes, this is going to be a vast improvement, as this intersection right now is not lighted or signaled, and there's been several accidents in this area, and that's part of the proposal to rectify this. And the drainage, if you will, for the project is going to go down Johnson Way and cross Lomolo Shore Drive, which runs like this. This is the shoreline here. And then it's going to outlet here into the bay, Liberty Bay. A little bit of feedback there in the microphone. Okay, so now we still have incorporated here, this is the shoreline site plan that was revised in March of this year, with the idea again of this little pocket estuary, a stair-stepped outlet, and then some log weirs, and then this green area is going to be area that will be totally restored with native vegetation. So it'll be more like a stream restoration project here that's going to convey the stormwater outfall from the big roadway project. Here's a cross section here. You see we've got some logs and just a standard Weir schematic here on the site plan. Here's a photo of the existing ditch. On our site visit, that particular ditch was flowing water when we did the site visit in, I believe it was in February. And so, actually it was in January. And so that water conveys, here's the shoreline here. See, we've got really good trees and vegetation on the adjacent land to the south here, which is quite nice. And some native vegetation, and then the adjacent neighbor also has some non-native vegetation that will hopefully be converted into native plants. This is the existing bulkhead. That's a kind of cobbled together bulkhead from many years of repair and things like that. So this bulkhead is going to be totally restored, and the conveyance is going to come out in this area through here. There's an existing 12-inch outfall here. You see this. There is water that actually flows out of there during rain events and storm events. It comes off of Lamolo Shore, and also higher up on Johnson Road, there's a little ditch tributary, if you will, that outflows into Liberty Bay here. And then a little bit different schematic here. You'll see this has been revised since then. But what we're going to see now is a pocket estuary built in this right-of-way area. And then this dispersion area through here is going to be a little bit different design than this was the original design. And then this area here will be bulkhead reconstruction. And the conditional use permit component of this project is really all about this re-armoring and the armoring that's necessary to protect this outfall. So that component of the project is how we're reviewing this shoreline conditional use permit.
Is the aquatic designation, is that, that's from the ordinary high water mark?
The aquatic is below the mean low or low water is where aquatic designation comes in. There shouldn't be an aquatic component really, because no part of the project is really touching that. Mm-hmm. It would be more so of a water quality issue, but this stormwater is going to be treated prior to it coming down into this area. So, yeah. And then lastly, we've got another view here of the bulkhead itself. And I want to just go over just real quickly kind of a proposal summary so we have that in the record here. But this is the existing bulkhead this is the north, to the north is at the bottom of the photo. And this is the neighboring bulkhead that's located to the south. And the outfall will be right in here somewhere, kind of in this benched area here. Again, here's the bench. Here's the neighbor property. There's a fence. And this is the bulkhead here in the front. I think what we'll do is I'm just going to roll back to our general site plan here and just real quickly just give a quick little summary of the project itself. As you know, this is a transportation improvement occurring within the city of Poulsbo. And this part of this project triggers the need to upgrade the conveyance system. The environmental review of these improvements are being reviewed under an application with the city of Poulsbo, which is not a part of this proposal. This is a separate component. But a portion of the conveyance ditch and outfall associated with these improvements extends into unincorporated Kitsap County. So the improvements, as they're within 200 feet of the shoreline, it's under the jurisdiction of Kitsap County Shoreline Management Program. So included in the proposal are the following elements. Reconstruct approximately 200 feet of the existing eroded and incised channel with a minimum 7-to-1 profile boulder flow spreader with weirs to dissipate stormwater flows. Install large woody debris and native vegetation plantings as soft armoring to stabilize and protect the outfall channel with 2-to-1 side slopes. Remove rock and concrete rubble debris from the former bulkhead area and restore approximately 1,200 square feet of intertidal habitat. Reconstruct 195 lineal feet of deteriorated rock, concrete, and asphalt bulkhead with a new rock bulkhead. Restore native vegetation within a right-of-way and the 85-foot shoreline buffer zone and within 10 feet each side of the new enhanced ditch channel. So some of the components of this project that were discussed out on the site with the Suquamish tribe, who that's their normal and accustomed area, and then our consultants, and also with the Washington State Department Fish and Wildlife staff out on that site, had determined that there was a potential to do some additional enhancements. So for part of the mitigation of this project, that's why we landed on this change to a little bit more extensive stream restoration on this property. And both the tribe and Fish and Wildlife were satisfied with this activity, and we're very much in support of this modification here in this case. In summary, we've reviewed all of the documents and all the revised information. We recommend approval of this project. We have provided conditions, and the conditions also include some of this for mitigation purposes. And the tribe and Fish and Wildlife have also reviewed this document, and we're also, again, in full support. So again, we recommend approval. We feel this is a beneficial project, and it'll be a great improvement to the shoreline in this case. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Is there anyone else from the planning department that was going to elaborate on this? Or okay, we'll move to the applicant then.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name for the record?
Phil Struck. I'm a project manager for the engineering department, City of Paulsboro.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do. I don't have a lot to add to what Steve presented. Mm-hmm. I would say that we have also worked with the Kitsap County Public Works, both the stormwater division and the road division on this project, as well as the two adjacent property owners. So we've tried to coordinate with everybody the best we can. And I think this plan reflects the input of all those parties. I'd be glad to answer any additional questions or provide some more information if you'd like.
I just wanted to clarify the aquatic designation, because the staff report had mentioned that it's the CUP. It's because of the aquatic designation that the CUP is required, not the shoreline residential designation. And if I got that straight, is that correct?
You know, it would probably be better for Steve to take that one than me.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll come back to just make sure I've got it, understand, got that right. So it was really my only question.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Anything else from the city on this? Okay. Well, let's open up for public comment. Do we have anyone on the sign-in sheet? Nope. Is there anyone else here who is not on the sign-in sheet who wishes to testify? Let the record reflect that there is no one here. If I could get Mr. Hecock just real quick clarification.
Yeah, I think in relation to the aquatic zone, there is a potential aquatic component here in this project, and that's basically in relation to the potential water quality component here, and also, as I understand, the shoreline armoring component of this project really is also an additional trigger for.
And it's because it's considered a utility that
yes.
you need the CUP
correct.
For that.
Yes.
Or, and then above the aquatic, you just need the shoreline substantial development.
Yes.
Not the CUP.
That's correct.
Okay. Right. And the boundary line on that, you had said in answer to my earlier
well,
question.
Well, as I understand, it's mean lower low water.
Okay.
But there will be components of activity in mean lower low because there's all this debris that's out there from the past efforts to stabilize this particular project. If we can go back just here, where am I? Oh, I'll go another way here. You see all this angular material out here in front. Fish and Wildlife and the tribe are not big fans of angular material. Mm-hmm. It's not shore-friendly product. There's asphalt. There's debris out there, and I characterize this roughly as that aquatic zone where that aquatic zone interface is, if you will. So we do the analysis in the case
right.
that we have any kind of question.
Mm-hmm.
For that particular shoreline designation, it's the connectivity as well of a vastly expanded outfall, if you will, and in relation to that aquatic zone, we want to make sure that that's sewn up. So, but the conditional use permit then, in relation to utility, mm-hmm. is also, one of the things we analyze as part of that.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We just want to be thorough.
No, I've got to check out the boxes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Is there anything else from planning on this or the applicant? And okay. I've reviewed the record on this, all of the exhibits. I believe that this proposal is consistent with the Shoreline Master Program policies and requirements. And that the conditional use criteria are met, and the staff report has gone over those, but there's no material detriment to nearby properties. It's compatible with nearby properties, the uses, and in fact, it looks like, based upon the facts presented overall, it will be an improvement. So I will be granting these two permits. A decision will be out within 10 business days of today. And then I will forward it to the hearing examiner clerk, and then she'll forward it on to the applicant, and then ecology will, everything will be sent on to ecology as well. So I think that's it for today, unless there's, okay. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you all.